Yeah, and most of the time, that's exactly what I'm going to say. And when you ask me a question, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's go back to you. Yep. Because, like, you're asking the question, maybe not for the answer.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't thought about why you're even asking the question. And right. it's like, you know, you got to go back way further than just the answer. I can give you the answer. Mm-hmm. But if, like, the answer, like, gets you further away from where you want to go right. and you're climbing the wrong mountain and right. you don't even realize it, then, like, you got to go back to a further question, which I feel like a lot of people forget. They yeah. ask a question, they want the answer so bad, yeah. but they don't think about... What is the point?
Yeah, like, what are you good at? What's it, like, do longevity-wise? And I think, too, going off that, like, that, you've helped me with that a bunch. Because, like, I come to you because I'm, like, so just, I always want people to, like, hold my hand or, like, guide me or, like, you know, like, I feel more comfortable doing it that way. And, like, you guys have pushed me a lot and all of us in here just be, like, you're your own person. Like, you choose what you want. You choose the life you want to live. Like, you choose the thoughts and feelings you want to feel. So, like, that's been a huge, like, benefit of growing up and just, like, growing within a bigger growing organization, which is nice because I feel like people, like, during, like, life or a normal corporate job or whatever it may be, like, you're not in there to learn anything. You're not getting any, like, value just working for a paycheck. So, like, to have somebody actually – and, like, you're asking people in there for stuff that they don't even know. And I feel like, personally, like, people that are just working a normal job or doing, like, that sort of lifestyle, like, they don't even know what they want. Mm-hmm. So once you get around a group of people that know what they actually want, what their values are, and you can align those together and then individually and then, like you said, do those things, which thank God for Coach Kelly because he's helping all of us with that. But then we can just all grow as, like, better people and then help each other out. But it's, like, realistic. It's not, like, fake. It's a real-life actual thing, which is, like, very, very irreplaceable.
Yeah, one thing I want to say about that is you said knowing what you want. And I wouldn't say that we know.
Yeah.
What I would say is we continue to search. And we continue to go reevaluate. Because I'm not going to – like, dude, I always tell people that. I'm like, I'm not going to say that I know what I want. Everybody sees me a lot of, like, oh, you know what you want and you're going after. Like, I've always had that. Yeah, exactly. You have it figured out.
Yeah.
And I don't. I never have and I never will. But I'm continuing to search. Just because I have not figured it out or, like, you know, have been still working on it doesn't mean that I'm not going to pursue it because it is getting me closer to who I'm supposed to be and who I'm meant to be. But it doesn't mean that I have it figured out. It's like we're in pursuit of it all the time. And that's what I always ask people to do is how do you get in the pursuit of it? How do you get closer to the person that you're meant to be, the person that you want to be? Again, like I talked about earlier, I feel like I'm more like Grant, but I don't want to be. I want to be more like Ed. So how do I do that? How do I do that with my actions? How do I do that with my daily life? Mm-hmm. And so it's not like I figured it out. It's more like I'm figuring it out and we're figuring it out and we're figuring it out together. And I think whenever you go from that context, it's easier to help other people because a lot of times you get in the judgment side of like, oh, well, you're not where I'm at. Yeah, you're not because we're all figuring it out. And I'm not where other people are because I'm still figuring it out. And everybody's figuring it out. And anybody who thinks they got it figured out then looks at everybody lower than them as like a less than. Yeah. And like that's not the way that I view anybody is because I feel like we're all in the same boat. Mm-hmm. We're all just figuring it out.
Yeah, no, 100%. Just one thing going off of that real quick. It's like people, like I've experienced that too, like just throughout high school or going, being way younger and like making the money I have or like being around the people I have or like things like that. People are like, you have it figured out, dude. Like you're this or you're that, or like you won't hang out with me now cause I'm like this lower level person or whatever. Like that's like, you're not necessarily like a lower level person. It's just you haven't experienced or like chose to do the things that like I have or like
that you align with.
Yeah. That align with. So like I've got down to that. Like, people say like when you start growing or changing your life and you have a vision for like something bigger than yourself that you're going to lose like people that you were friends with along the way or like people that you talked to in high school or college or whatever it may be. And I've noticed that recently and like throughout the last couple of years of my life from being up here and just the growth is like I've seen like who's there for me and who's not, and I've seen like the values and different things like that. But people want to put like a negative emotion or like a negative burden on you because of what you chose to do with your values and stuff, or like where you were aligning to where you wanted to be with who you surrounded yourself with. And it's very interesting how people think that way and then put this negative emotion or like perspective on you of what they think you are when like, you know,
they don't know you.
They don't know you.
I literally just had somebody do that to me literally today, before we talked about that.
Yesterday. It happened to me like yesterday, 2 days ago. I was asking somebody like, hey, like you want to come up and, you know, see my new house or just come visit or whatever. And it's just like, oh, you haven't talked to me or
that's exactly what they said to me.
You haven't talked to me. And like, you know what you did to me and like have fun with all that money. And like that money's never going
to, that's exactly what they said to me.
You're going to lose all your friends and just chasing this money and like have fun with that money. Hopefully you sleep better at night. And I'm just like, So this is what that is.
So what that is actually their insecurities, their issues and stuff that they're now putting on you. Yeah. But I had the same exact thing literally happen to me. So I reached out to somebody who I was going to talk to about something completely different. And then they basically said that, like, oh, well, you weren't there for me and you haven't reached out in a couple months and stuff. I'm like, okay. I'm living a life too, and like I want to be there for people, and like I am. If anybody's there for me, like you guys know, 100%. If you ask for me, I'm there. Yeah. If you need help, yeah. I'm there. But like I always put it on the person there, and like if I see somebody struggling, obviously I'm gonna say something. And I'm like, hey, I'm noticing this, but I can't see everybody all the time. Like right. It's insane. Yeah. But anyway, he said that same thing to me of like, hey, you weren't there, so have a good life. He literally said have a good life, and then he started saying stuff about, oh, you're money and you're this and you're that, and I'm like, that's very interesting that you perceive me that way.
Yeah,
because that's not the way that I am at all. And then the interesting thing is the people who think that I'm that way, and I always ask everybody whenever, like, well, I heard this about you, I heard that about you, it's like, were they very close to me?
Yeah,
no, they weren't. So anybody that's close to me knows I'm not about money. They know that money is important to me and it matters. But dude, you look at how much money that we give away like so freely and like to everybody, and even like the situation with Luis is just like, well, we'll do what's right. That's like, it was like $3,000. Right. There you go. We'll give you what's right.
Sure.
Like we're gonna do what we said. So yeah, it's obviously not about money. No. It's about their own perception that's really being clouded.
And that's the thing too, is like the money comes with that, but it's like the person you're creating yourself to be every day, or like the things you're putting yourself through, or like the daily just lifestyle. People just see the end result of the money, or like real estate's money or whatever it may be, or just like seeing your results or success or post or like whatever it may be, and they're judging that or judging you and then putting money behind it as like a bad thing. But then it's like, if they had that, then like what are they going to do now? If they experience that, like who are you going to be now as a person? So like the money is just a thing, like there to like help generate to like the vehicle to like go further. But like it's like the only way that's gonna come is like if you're growing yourself. Like you can just be like the worst person ever and like make a lot of money, but it can go away like that. You can know nothing about money or how to manage it, get a lot of it, go away like that. So it's just, again, like you said, values, aligning the vision of like what do you actually want with your life.
I only end friendships if their values don't align with me. If they're straight up values, if I'm like, dude, you're now dishonest, you're this, you're that. All right, well, hey, like, unfortunately, I can't be friends with you anymore. But I've seen, like, you know, there's like this friendship, like, it's hard because this is what I'll say about this, and then we can go on to another subject.
Okay.
We'll go on to this one a lot. But we've been, I noticed that these people who are feeling this way are actually hurting, and that's what I have to remember is like these people are hurting, and then they like felt like they weren't like, you know, loved, and so then they lash out by saying that, and then they're pushing away, like they're doing it to themselves, but at the same time, like that's what they really want, is to be loved and cared for. So I want to remind myself of that, but then also like if somebody else pushes away, then I'm more like, okay, hey, you know, let me know when you're ready, and I hope you have a good life too.
Yep.
So like, come back to me if you're interested.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a relationship with you, but I will actually end a friendship if like, if you continue, like one is a big one for me is lying. So if you lie to me and you continue to lie, if you lie to me and then you admit that you lied, dude, like it happens. We lie to each other. We do that stuff, but and it's okay. But like, let me know that you lied. Like, dude, I lied. I'm sorry. Like, you know, say that. And, like, it'll be okay, but whenever you continue to, like, say stuff, then, and that's why I think Tony and I have been good friends for so long, is because, like, you know, we don't agree on a lot of different things, and we live different lives, but, like, our values to the core of, like, loyalty, truth, honesty, authenticity, like, those values, I think, are pretty much very close and aligned with, like, they're very high on our list, it seems like.
Yeah.